what is different about this new production of Swan Lake as opposed to the one we saw a few years ago here at the Schuster Center?
It's still Septime's version. And what I like about it is that it gives kind of like a modern take on this classic tale.
Brandon Ragland, Artistic Director of the Dayton Ballet. I'm Larry Carassel, and this is Arts Focus.
It takes place in New York in the 1900s, and so there's this kind of Art Deco feel to it. The ladies are in all of the party scenes. They're in, you know, long dresses and big hats, and the guys are in suits and jackets, and it's more relatable in that way because people, you know, everybody loves a good party. And another different aspect of it is that this turmoil that Siegfried has is kind of based in his mind. So his idea of being intrigued by his dark side versus his quote-unquote good side, and that battle that he goes through mentally. So there's a lot of suggestion that all of this is taking place inside of his head, and how much does his mother play an influence in this? So there is this dynamic between him and his mom that is kind of pushing and pulling him to go a certain direction, and he's trying to fight that, which I think is very intriguing, and it's a different perspective that the audience can start to see and can relate to, right? We all have parents and guardians that want what's best for us, but in the end, we have to choose our own path, and that's something that we can all relate to. So I'm very excited for Dayton to see this production again. It gives like a fresh take on the tale, and it's a lot of dancing.
And a lot of great music, too.
Wonderful music, and that's the thing, like my colleague Neil said, there's so much to the score that what's nice about seeing different productions is that people use different parts of the score, because if everyone uses the whole score, it would be close to 3 hours long, you know? So a lot of people take little bits and pieces here. There are some iconic music pieces that are just beautiful that are some of my favorites. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing the orchestra, hearing that live.
How much of the score is in this production lengthwise?
I would say about 85 to 90% of it is in the score. Now, Neil may, there are so many pieces that I probably haven't heard of. He may differ with that, but we pretty much use all of the standard pieces of music. There's like a couple of pieces in Act Three when we get to the different types of what have historically been different representations of the world that come in and dance for Prince Siegfried. Those pieces of music, we don't use all of them in this production, but that, I think that's about it.
Who are your prince and also your black swan in this production?
What's also interesting about this production, and some choreographers do this as well, you have versions where Odette, which is the white swan, Odile, which is the black swan, is played by one dancer. In this version, they're played by two different dancers. So Prince Siegfried for this production will be played by Lucas Pringle. And then our Odette is Claire Bergman, and our Odile is Belle Urban. So they've been working really hard in the studio. It's a very complex story in terms of relating all of those different emotions through movement, which is always the challenge, but it's also the joy of it. You know, we love that challenge. And so having to create that story between three people instead of just two is pretty exciting. So it's been great working in the studios with the three of them. They have each taken their characters to heart. They work on the little nuances together. So it's pretty exciting. I'm very excited for Dayton to see this production.
Dayton Ballet Artistic Director Brandon Ragland. The Dayton Performing Arts Alliance production of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake is February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Schuster Center. Get more details at daytonperformingarts.org. I'm Larry Carassel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.